Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again, and welcome to The Roads with Bo. Today is a Thursday morning video, and this is a Q&A. From what I understand, all of these questions are related to, like, questions about channel news or questions about YouTube itself, which I don't really know what that means yet, but we'll find out here in a second. If you haven't seen one of these before, these questions are pulled by the team. I haven't seen them yet, and you're getting kind of an off-the-cuff answer. If you want to send a question in, it's question4bo@gmail.com. And from what I understand, this type of question was just kind of like they were developing a backlog, so they wanted to get these out. Okay, and we are starting off with a note that says, all of the technical questions started with the person saying they're starting a YouTube channel or have one. I'm sure that'll make sense in a minute. Okay, so the first real question is, when does the book come out? For those that don't know, we have been working on a community networking book, and it's done. It is done. The cover's approved, like everything's done. So the answer to that question is very soon. Patreon will get first crack at it. And it will first be available in print and as an ebook. And then later there will be an audiobook coming as well. Right now the holdup on it is us finding the right time to be able to put it out. Like, push it out and get and kind of be there to get content that runs along with it, you know. And but it should be very, very soon. But all the work is done, which makes me happy. Okay. How are you looking for a person to fill in? Does the person need to live near you? How are you looking for? Oh, like word of mouth. Like, we don't have like ads out or anything. Does the person need to live near me? They don't have to live out in the middle of nowhere, but they would have to be relatively close. Between like Tallahassee and Pensacola, somewhere in that range. Let's see. Your thumbnails are absolutely horrible. Why don't you follow best practices? I let YouTube pick them. When you're going through the process and you're uploading a video, there's three like suggested thumbnails that just pop up from the video. That's where they come from. I've never put any thing into selecting certain frames or anything like that. One of the things that lets us put out so much content is we have a very streamlined workflow. And adding a little bit here and a little bit there, eventually it adds up. And putting, you know, red text or me looking shocked as a thumbnail is just, it doesn't fit, you know, it just doesn't fit, and it adds time. So we do not follow best practices on that one. You should do a daily recap, like the road's not taken at the end of each day. This is not the first time we've gotten this suggestion. That's something that we don't really have time for. Like, I like the idea because realistically, the work's already done for this. It's the sitting down, filming it, all of that stuff, and then getting it out and doing it at a time in which it would be useful to people. That's more of a scheduling thing because the work itself, the research for that, it gets done every day anyway. It just gets wasted. you know, those are videos that just turn into nothing and they get recapped in the weekly thing. I could see it being useful. It's just not something we have time for in the schedule. What do you have planned for the channels this year? Well, I mean, the big things, obviously, the book. And then now I feel comfortable going ahead and saying this part because we have two of them already done, like ready to be published. We are putting together a series of videos on this channel that is, I mean, for lack of a better word, MacGyver videos. We always get questions about how certain things are done. Like when something is mentioned in a video, we get asked questions about, well, how do you, you know, make the battery or something like that. And we are putting together videos that show people how to create fire, how to store energy, literally make a battery out of household stuff. And the idea, it's not just about learning how to do that. The idea is hopefully when you learn how to start adapting your environment, you start to look at the world a little bit differently. You become more solution-oriented, and you see the world as components that can help you reach your goal. That sounded like super self-help. You know, that's not where that is. Anyway, I think people will like them. We have two of those already made. There are four more that we're filming, like already, and we'll probably get all of those done before we start releasing them, and then there will be more following that, assuming people like them. But it's, yeah, half or a third MacGyver, a third Bill Nye, and a third Seer School is what those videos are. I think that's one of the bigger things that people didn't know about. So why don't you do interviews with people anymore? Those stopped because of internet connection. We now have that fixed, so they may start back up. They probably won't be a regular thing like they were before, where there was, you know, one every 2 weeks like clockwork. They'll probably happen more often now. Why do some of your projects take so long to come out? Other channels put out long content and it doesn't take months. Do you announce them early to build buzz? No. They get announced early because y'all ask. Other channels do put out long content and it doesn't take months, but it is worth remembering that our production output is really high. The long content videos are on top of realistically putting out more videos a day than most channels put out a month. They're built in pieces, so it takes longer. And then we have other stuff going on, like the books and the actual boots on the ground stuff that we do, and the fundraisers and all of that. That is not a marketing thing. That's just the extra stuff is just that, it's extra. So it is a lower priority. Is there a reason you don't do mid-rolls? Mid-rolls, for those who don't know, are the ads in the middle of videos. It's funny because this question was obviously asked about the other channel and it's being answered here where we actually do mid-rolls. Over on the other channel, it just absolutely does not flow. Sometimes on this channel, it doesn't flow, but on the other channel, the break in the middle, it just does not work. Because of the way I generally structure a video, tell them what you're going to tell them, tell them what you told them type of thing. That ad that would break in comes like right in the middle of the most of the meat. And it doesn't go well. We tried it for like a week and it was years ago, but we tried it and that got vetoed. We were just not doing that. So this is what I would assume would be one of the technical questions. I would not put them in any video under 10 minutes, and I would be, I would make sure that they don't interrupt the flow. Like on these, there's breaks in between topics and stuff like that. And they're not, you know, people may say they're annoying, but they're not disruptive, or they shouldn't be. Sometimes there's things that happen. We still don't have these all worked out over here. But I would be careful with them if they mess up the actual content. Are you going to do a summer trip? I hope so. I would like to. It's planned. We'll see if it happens. I want to start a political YouTube channel, but see so many people not making it. It's disheartening, with a question mark. Yeah. It's not impossible to start your channel now. I've seen people talk about that. You can't be like the other people. You could be close. You can have your things. I have a whole video on this. I'll try to find it and put it down below. But most people, when they start their channel, they want their channel to be like channels that they like, but a little different. And what generally happens is they stay too close to the original inspiration channel, and it doesn't work. The other thing that occurs is people have an expectation that it's going to occur quickly because they've seen it happen occasionally. It normally doesn't. It normally does not occur, overnight or after, three or four videos. It takes time. And generally what happens is you build up a base of videos, and a lot of them nobody watched. And then you have that one video that clicks, and that one gets you a bunch of subscribers. And then it builds up. So it's a process, and I think that those are the bigger reasons right there, is expecting it to happen too quickly, and then sticking too close to the people that made you want to do your own channel. Obviously, if you want to do your own channel, you feel like you're bringing something new, right? If you were totally happy with the channels that were out there, you wouldn't feel the need to make your own. So you need to focus on whatever that difference is, and hopefully other people will want that change as well. Why doesn't the name of a YouTuber make videos anymore? She was great and hasn't uploaded in forever. She was great. I'm with you on that one. I think she should still make videos. I don't get a vote in it, but I can tell you why it might be. She is currently doing, like, she's out there doing the Lord's work. She is stopping evictions and stuff like that. She is doing boots on the ground, literally keeping people in their homes kind of work. And my guess is she does not have time to run a YouTube channel. Now, there may be other reasons. It's not always everything it's cracked up to be, you know, and she may not have liked it, you know, but I would, as much as I liked her videos and felt it was very unique content that definitely needed to be out there, what she is doing is like an immediate help, you know, it's the kind of action that gets the goods, so I get it. You said your mic was extremely sensitive. I need that. Can you tell me what kind it is? It is a Sony XMC-VG1. Sony XLR-VG1. I'm pretty sure it ends with VG1. And all I can see from here is that it's a Sony. It's a Sony shotgun mic. And the thing is, as far as mics go, it wasn't even, like, super expensive, you know? It's probably mid-range for, you know, upper-end mics, I guess. And it picks up everything. Like, to the point, this chair now has, like, soundproofing the little egg crate things because my belt would rub against it. And you could hear this high-pitched sound that would come through. I like it because it works for everything that we do, but I'd make sure you really need one that sensitive. When's the next live stream? No clue. Those, I want to get back to doing those at least once a month. So, maybe soon. Do you think following journalism rules hurts you? You had that Oklahoma story before anybody, but you didn't get a lot of views. You could have put in the rumors and just say they were rumors and been okay? Where's the line on that? You know? I would rather be accurate. I like being right. You know, there's not a lot of videos, you know, of me where I make a factual error. I don't like doing it. You know, I still kick myself over confusing bumblebees and honeybees. So maybe it gets less views. Maybe. I don't know. But if it does, I'm okay with that. I don't think it hurts. I get what you're saying in the sense that, you know, if I had just put everything that I heard out there, that then it probably would have got more views. You are probably correct about that. But I think overall, I think doing that would hurt. That's one of those things that I try to encourage people not to do. You know, being right is more important than being first or getting the most views to my way of thinking. So, is there anything you'd have done differently when you started? Oh, lessons learned. Number one, I definitely would have chose a different naming convention for the videos. or at least done some kind of sheet, you know, put it into Excel or something so I could find videos based on topic. And now I don't feel like I could sit down and watch myself talk for 4,000 videos or however many there are now, and catalog them. That would be something that I would have done differently right there. Okay, I guess that's it. Okay, so yeah, we didn't have any unique or special content for today, so you got the Q&A. I don't know if this had more information and more context, but it had a lot of answers. So anyway, a little more information, a little more context, and having the right information will make all the difference. Y'all have a good day.